what I want to share with you.
Oh, dear. I need to take one of these.
Some of these.
Need some colored pencils to go with those.
Just so we all know, because we're all in the neighborhood together, and I think this is a terribly important issue. I'm giving you a copy of the civil grand jury, just an article about it. It's 119 pages. I'm slogging through it. This was done in July, and there have been quite a few subsequent articles and research. A couple of pages from the document, 19 pages, is this little thing. And it shows you the existing water lines in the city, and there's this great dearth of available water lines, both for potable and gray water. The second and third page, well, the third and fourth pages, tells you the number of cisterns in our neighborhood right around here, and what's the other one? The number of miles of water line. I just consider shocking, and I just want to share with you so you could have nightmares like I do, because one of the firemen I was talking to said, and now I can't get it out of my mind, when you look at the housing around us here, anywhere in the city, really, those are forests. And we kind of see what happens, campfire and the little blue paradise and Santa Rosa and well, the trees. Oh, we yeah. are trees. Our houses are trees. And if you have the wind and the new climate stuff going, we could have that same kind of fire, and we just don't have the water for it. And I'm just concerned. I'm just bringing that as a public thing. Because we're
running up
about
against our time limit here.
Called a reservoir. So if you would just sort of move through this and, as I say, join me in my concern.
John?
Thank you.
I'd like to comment on that. Is that
allowed? I guess let's finish the public. You want to just you want to?
I just want to.
I don't want to comment on everything yes. everybody says.
No, I don't. I would just like to say something about what is this on?
I don't think.
Is this on?
It may have died.
It's not on.
Yeah.
At the last Sunnyside Neighborhood Association meeting, Tom I've forgotten his last name. Came to address the emergency water supply system.
Dudewell,
yeah. And we particularly asked him, because we're concerned about Balboa Reservoir, whether the emergency system as it stands right now is sufficient for Balboa Reservoir project. And he specifically said it's covered.
Well, so, that's not the conversation I had with him. And he really didn't think about it. There was another issue, and that was
we need the mic.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
a.
It's dead.
Just if I can do
we'll
this
have a.
Comment.
It's a dead mic.
It's a conversation to be continued.
Okay.
Just one comment.
I
understand. Just one thing was that the supply that they think would help us with fires comes from Lake Merced, but it's a pump system that relies a whole bunch on power to power it up here. And we now know that they're in fire danger if PG&E turns off the power. So it's something that he said, we really do have to do a little more research on this. And I'm not saying that it's just, that there's something here, it's just more research. But the particular area here has not really been part of this grand jury consideration yet. I think we should just consider it.
Thank you. Let's go to the next speaker. Duly noted. Thank you very much.
I know I'm repeating myself, but I think I'm not explaining myself. I finally figured out. I'm sorry.
You need to speak into the mic.
Oh, I'm sorry. I finally figured out a way to make a picture that by deviating the increase, the whole project height has deviated from the parameters. It goes up to 55, like at 30%, when that's only 10 feet less than we're supposed to be at the far east end. So the whole project deviates height. And that's what I think needs to be in this letter, that the whole project deviates height, not just the east side.
Harry. Thank you.
Hello. This is General Hummings?
Yes.
Harry, what,
you get 1 minute, and I've been way too generous with the time.
Back about the water again. When I read those, the grand jury report, it talks about the bond measure in March, and that will not cover this area. I guess districts 7, 8, 9, and 11, I think. And the problem was that instead of building the facilities, it's relying on existing water, which isn't all San Francisco's to give. We have to, like, contractually, we are sharing our water with people on the peninsula. So that's another reason to worry about what's going to happen in a severe emergency, which we now know can happen.
I was already having nightmares about impeachment. Anybody else? Any more public comment on items not in the agenda? Seeing none, I move that we adjourn this meeting.
Second.
I have a second. Adjourned.